Hi, ladies. Welcome to this week's Virtue Podcast. My name is Brittany Laurie, and I'm here with Marilyn Dahlberg.
Hello, Brittany.
And we're going to be discussing the topic of blended families. So according to SmartStepFamilies.com, 52% of married couples with at least one living parent and at least one adult child have a step-kin relationship. 40% of married couples with children in the U.S. are step couples. So in a lot of ways, the non-traditional family has become the traditional. So how do we navigate this as Christians? Step-parents or blended families can form out of a lot of different ways, from children being born out of wedlock and the father or mother becomes absent, a spouse goes to heaven, divorce, or just simply abandonment. So Marilyn and myself both have some type of blended family.
Yes,
so Marilyn, why don't you explain your situation, how long you've been married, how many kids you have.
Okay, I'd love to. Brittany, we've been married 34 years. I have four children, and actually I have 10 grandchildren. So this doesn't give me any great qualifications, except for we stumbled our way through the first few years. It was really hard, much harder than I really thought it was going to be.
Yes.
And it was. I think the disciplining was the hardest thing to straighten out right in the beginning. And I would say it was like probably 3 years into it that it was suffering.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to discipline the kids right. And especially when you have stepchildren,
it's hard even to discipline your own kids. So that added element of having, so you have two of your own and then two stepchildren.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so what are some tips that you learned in disciplining your stepkids as you stumbled through the first few years of that? What are some things that you just noticed or the Lord put on your heart that just made that a little bit easier?
Well, I would say the biggest thing that the Lord showed me, and it was the best thing, it really was, and that was that they were all my children, all four of them, and I needed to treat them the same. And so when it came down to actually disciplining one of my stepchildren, I had to look at her or him. I have a boy and a girl step. And decipher that they were my children too, or just go in my head, say, what would I do if this was Coco, who is my own daughter? How would I deal with this? And that was so amazing.
Yeah.
It changed everything because I didn't feel like there were any special, you know, or letting go, or I did it wrong or whatever. I disciplined that person like I would discipline.
Same heart
exactly.
As your own kids.
Yes, yes.
I love that. So I'm Brittany Laurie, and I'm married to Jonathan. And our situation is I had Riley before Jonathan and I got married. So Riley's dad is not in the picture at all. So Jonathan just stepped into that role of being a father. But still, even that was challenging and was hard. So something for us that really helped with the discipline and helps even now was just kind of planning ahead, which meant that Jonathan and I, and we still do this, we've had conversations and we have conversations about what our expectations are.
Yeah.
So that way, I mean, I think in every parenting relationship, one of you is more strict and one of you is more lenient and wants to let things go. And so getting on the same page like beforehand was really helpful just for both of us, because in the heat of the moment when your kid's throwing a tantrum or they're being defiant, like emotions are going to be running higher. So just having the expectation, knowing like, okay, if this happens, like this is the discipline like we've decided on together. And that just made everything go so much more smoother, because, I mean, us too, like we had those incidences where one of us would be disciplining, and I, you know, or Jonathan would be trying to discipline, and I would come in and kind of undermine him.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not right. You need to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. You need to have a united front. And mm-hmm. I think it's hard to do that mm-hmm. in the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. So doing it beforehand
smart
was super helpful.
Yes. It's good for the kids, too.
Yes.
It gives them more stability, I think, that knowing that their parents are on the same page.
On the same page.
And even if you're not agreeing, the two of you, you just stick to the answer, right?
Yes, and you stick to, you know, what you discussed beforehand when you were in your right mind, right?
That's good. Yes.
So, Marilyn, what are your husband's John? So what mm-hmm. are some things that John did with your girls that mm-hmm. you saw helpful in developing their bond and relationship?
Mm-hmm. Well, right in the very beginning, he actually met with both of them before we got married and talked to them and told them that he was not their dad. And he wasn't going to try to take their father's...
Yeah, replace their dad.
Exactly. And so I think right from the beginning, him telling them that was such almost a relief.
Yeah.
You know, where they could kind of like take a deep breath and go, okay, I can still love my dad.
Yes.
And that's really important for them to know that they had that freedom, that they didn't have to think,
pick one or the other.
Exactly. So that was a huge thing to start off with, and it was helpful, and it has always been, whether they call him Dad or Bop, which is his nickname, it doesn't matter to him at all.
Yes.
And in fact, it was such a relief. I think it just made everything so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we talked a little bit before, and you mentioned things like John would just show up to everything.
He came to everything, all their sporting events, any award ceremonies or any, you know, just anything that was even silly.
Yeah.
He just came to everything, and which was wonderful.
Yes.
Because it just tied them closer together.
Totally.
And it was good.
To just have something.
And he was always there.
Yeah, that person in your corner.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think of the verse Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
Mm.
And I just think of all, you know, the step parents that are in that role, and they're showing up, and they're putting out, and they're giving love, and sometimes that's not always reciprocated on the the child's end.
Mm-hmm.
You might not see that fruit and that love and that growth, like, in the season that they're even in your household.
Mm-hmm.
But I think of just that verse and just not losing heart and just keep going and keep showing up and keep doing the things that, you know, the Lord has called you to, and he's put these kids in your life for a reason. And it's not always easy. It's sometimes really hard to... you know, to love someone that's not loving you back.
Oh, it is.
I think of my own dad because he's not my birth father. He actually adopted me, like, pretty early on. My mom got married and he adopted me. But, I mean, now that I'm an adult, I hardly even think of him as, you know, not my birth dad. But he just, like, loved me as his own. And there was tough seasons, you know, that I remember, I was tough. But now that I'm an adult, I can look back and I see, you know, like, the sacrifices he made and just the decision that he actually chose to be my dad. He, you know, he took me on as his daughter and loved me and cared for me. And as an adult, looking back, I'm so, like, I have such a deep love and respect, and, you know, I honor him, and I am so appreciative of him now as an adult.
Yes.
So I love that, you know, the blessing will come for these parents that are in that season. That is difficult. So, Marilyn, what are some things you did as a stepmom to your kids, your stepkids, that you felt helped build your relationship with them?
Well, one of the things that came up was David, my stepson, his mother was going through some really hard, difficult times. And so that kind of, when I started hearing about it, I really felt empathy for him. And I you know, because he was so concerned because she was far away and he was still young. And but he felt this responsibility to her and she was alone. And so she was having such a difficult time that, you know, I started praying for her. And I kept asking David. I'd say, David, how's your mom? You know, and so we began to talk about her a lot. And the more we talked, and I wasn't critical or, oh, gee, she's a mess or whatever, anything like this, just how could we help her? And it turns out that as I prayed, the Lord just showed me to buy a cassette tape recorder, which do you even know what that is?
I do. I'm old enough to know, but some people probably don't.
And so we got one of those and we started sending, or I started sending tapes to her. And so she could listen to this pastor start sharing the word with her. And through the time of this, she came to know the Lord.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And it really gave her peace.
Yes.
She was in a position of almost hiding under tables for a little while. And it started healing her soul.
Yeah.
You know, and she is now doing very well. You know, so that was exciting.
Yeah.
But with the one of the things that I just love so much about it is that it really bonded David and I.
Yeah.
Because on sort of a teamwork thing, we're helping her and he's sending her this and that. And then we were praying for her.
Yeah.
So we have a really tight bond today.
I love that. And I love something that you said, too, is like you weren't critical of his mother or putting her down, even though she was in a difficult spot. And in some ways, like, that's almost easier to do, especially if, you know, you're somewhat insecure about your position with the kids, you know, and how they love and value their mom. You want to say, you know, it would be almost easy to do that, to kind of elevate yourself. But the fact that you didn't, you know, probably that's what made your relationship, you know, it take did. Off and someone he could trust. And so there are difficult people, and I know a lot of families, you know, the spouse of the children isn't making it easy. You know, they're making the situation hard.
Yes.
And so what do we do with those as believers and as Christians? Like, how do we handle those situations? Because I think that's probably one of the hardest, you know, relationship, especially if, you know, they are, like I said, making it difficult and kind of throwing ruts in in your life. So it's like, how do we deal with those hard people? What are some things we can do practically?
Well, that's the big question, right?
Yes.
How do we keep it together? But you know what? God gave us our stepchildren.
Yeah.
They are a gift. And we have a responsibility to own up to that gift.
Yeah.
And to do whatever we would do if they were our blood, which is blood is so thick that you can definitely not feel it with a stepchild.
Yeah.
And so we just have to erase those feelings and we have to act like this one is mine.
Yeah.
And then treat them that way and just bring them up in the Lord that way.
Yeah.
Just talk about the Lord and with them as well. Anything you would talk to your own about, you share with the stepchild too. But I think the more you let go and let God, and you know that it just gets better.
Yeah,
it just gets better.
I love that. A couple of verses I was just thinking about in regards to either having a really difficult stepchild or having a really difficult relationship with your stepchildren's mother or father. Luke 6:27-28, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you. Luke 6:32. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, for your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he who is kind to the unthankful and evil, therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. And then Romans 12:17-18, repay no one evil for evil, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much depends on you, live peaceably with all men. So these are obviously hard things to do, and we literally cannot do these things without the help of the Holy Spirit. It is impossible to do these things, especially, you know, when it's affecting your family, you're like, you know, some things we can do practically. And like you mentioned, like just praying for that person. I think when we do pray for someone, it changes our hearts towards them, and yes, it kind it of does. Softens our hearts. And we see that person the way the Lord sees them. And we start to desire the things for them that the Lord desires for them. So especially, like, if they're not a believer, pray that they would come to know the Lord. I think that also in those hard relationships, like, looking back and recognizing if you did anything that you need to apologize for. And being able to, like, humble yourself and just say sorry. I think a simple sorry goes a long way.
Yes, it does.
It kind of hopefully breaks down some barriers. And don't say sorry to have them apologize back to you, because that might not happen at that time. But just sincerely, if you can look back and see, like, man, I crossed the line here, or I shouldn't have said that then, just owning your actions, I think, will make a big difference. And then, if you do see anything good, you know, anything good, it could be something so small, but just holding on to those things, pointing them out.
Yes.
You know, mentioning them to their kids. Oh, I saw your mom did that. That was awesome. Or saying it to them and just having positive things to say. And all of this doesn't mean you have to be a doormat and just be used and abused. I think in a lot of situations, healthy boundaries and parameters are good and will probably be needed. But just asking the Lord to give you wisdom in the difficult situations and being able to seek godly counsel from people that, you know your situation well and personally and letting them be able to speak into your life. But I think, you know, humbling ourselves, just looking for opportunities to do good and be good will really help start to heal those relationships, hopefully.
That's really good. Yeah, I love that. You know, they say that mothering is the hardest job in the world to have.
Yes.
But I think mothering with stepchildren may be just one little step beyond that. And it's a difficult thing. It's hard. You just have to stay with it, ladies. I encourage you to don't let those kids break up anything.
Yeah.
You have to hold on. And I'm now 34 years through having stepchildren, and I wouldn't trade one minute of it. And the Lord has anointed and appointed all of us that have stepchildren, you know, and how they got to us, you know, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
We have them now. And so let's just go for it with them. And it's worth it.
I love that.
It's worth it.
I think that's so encouraging to hear too, that you've been on this journey for 34 years and you can say it's good.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean you haven't had hard times and rough times, but that you can hold on and there will be fruit and blessing.
Yes.
And I think something I noticed, too, just in our marriage and our relationship in our family is just how having a healthy marriage, like, affects your whole family and your kids, especially those, you know, those relationships where there is a stepchild involved. Because I think making your marriage a priority, you know, the kids can kind of take over and become the focal point, especially if there are hardships or disciplinary issues. But when you have a healthy marriage, when you're loving each other well in front of your kids, when you're modeling what love and respect is, it does trickle down to your kids. And when your stepchildren see you loving their parent well, that makes an impact on their hearts. And if you're arguing in front of them and you're not treating each other the way the Lord has intended you to, the kids see that too, and it affects them.
It does.
And I think naturally the stepkids are going to take the side of their natural parent, which is just going to make it more difficult for you to develop that relationship with them or discipline them or whatever, because, you know, the trust isn't completely there. So I just think making your marriage a priority, loving each other well, being a team and just a united front, your kids will see that and they'll respect that and honor that. And, you know, they're not going to have anything bad to say about someone that's loving, you know, their mom or dad well and treating them with respect and all the things we should be doing. So when I can just tell when Jonathan and I are doing super well and focusing on our marriage and loving each other well, like everything else goes so much smoother in our family.
Yes, it really does.
Disciplining, dealing with the kids, you know, especially Riley, that all just goes over so much easier in the way I think the Lord intended it to. But Marilyn, so now we talked about you are into this 34 years. So your stepkids and your kids are adults and you have 10 grandkids now.
I do.
So what are some things that you have done in this season of life that just kind of keeps your family connected together?
Well, we gather all the time together. And you know, the normal holidays and things like that. But we make a point of like a birthday party or something, just all gathering and getting together, which normally we would do, right? But one of the things that we just started doing maybe a couple years ago was forming a family line, a text line.
A group chat
on our phones. And the thing is if you have any little ones that don't have phones yet, we would have Macy, who is young, and when she started, she didn't have a phone, so she had it on her iPad.
Cute.
So I would send out things all the time, little reminders, somebody's birthday's coming up, wish them happy birthday, or how'd you do in school today, and then they would talk back to me. And so now what the thing that was so wonderful about it is they don't only just answer me. The other ones all get on there. So you get all these parents and kids on this line.
Yeah, interacting.
And they're all laughing. Now they're sending jokes and they're, you know, goofing off. And it has bonded us together as a family.
Yeah.
Really, I love it. They all love it.
It's so sweet. I love that. And you said something the other night that I just loved where you said, you know, looking back and now, 34 years, you just said, like, this is my family. Like, we're cemented together.
We are. Totally. And through the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And which there's just going to be.
Yeah.
Whoever you are and whenever this happens. But it's the best. And these are my kids. They are my children. And they are, I love them.
Yeah. So sweet. I love that. It's such an encouragement. And I know that, I mean, just being parents of little ones is hard. And then the added dynamic of, you know, having stepkids or having a another parent involved, you know, that makes it all the more difficult and mm-hmm. harder to navigate. But
yes, it does.
Like you said, like God put these kids in, you know, our life for a reason, mm-hmm. and he's going to equip us. He mm-hmm. has equipped us with everything we need to raise them and love them and just point them to yes. Jesus. So it's going to look a little bit different, but I truly think that it's beautiful. I think mm-hmm. step-parents are like heroes. When I look back and think like, man, like what Jonathan did for Riley and I.
Yes.
And really stepping into that role, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know. And my yeah. dad, like, I'm like, you are a hero. Like, you did something you mm-hmm. didn't have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew it was going to be hard. Mm-hmm. You knew mm-hmm. it was going to be challenging. But you took it on. Mm-hmm. And you're doing the best you can with the Lord. And I just think these kids will grow up and yes. see yes. the blessing. So just keep on.
Yes, it can be very unthankful
yes.
job to do, but it gets better.
Mm,
it just gets better.
So good. So we hope that you guys found this little talk helpful. We're by no means experts, but we both have lived through some form of a blended family.
Yes,
so
have.
Prayerfully, some of the wisdom we've gained over the years was beneficial to you. There are, however, people who are very well-versed in the blended family. So I'm going to give a few resources that you can tune into if you are struggling and you need more. So the website, stepfamilynetwork.com, is a great resource. So Ron Deal has written books like The Smart Stepdad, The Smart Stepmom, Building Together in Blended mm-hmm. Families, and so much more. And they have podcasts on this website. There's courses and webinars and all this, all crazy stuff that you can check out.
Yes.
So I would definitely look into that. And then, of course, there are so many Christian family counselors mm-hmm. that you can reach out to. Mm-hmm. And that would be beneficial if you are having a really hard time and you need some mm-hmm. wisdom to be able to get through some of these situations. So mm-hmm. don't be afraid to reach out to your friends and family and church leaders for prayer. Mm-hmm. We're not meant to do life alone, and being mm-hmm. a step parent can be challenging, and you do need people to come alongside you to cheer you on and pray for you and point you to Jesus. So
that's
I would
wonderful.
Definitely do that if you're yes. struggling.
Yes, for sure. For sure. You need it. We all need it.
We all need it. So thank you so much,
yes.
ladies. We love you. And we are yeah. praying for all
yes,
these families that
yes.
they would just thrive and be grounded in the Lord.
Yes.
All right.
All righty.
Bye.